How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Dear. Hello, listeners. Hey, we just got in. We had our cheese this morning, yeah? And sorry, that was for our Wisconsin friends.
Ooh,
that was.
Hey there, Dean.
Hey, Dean. How you doing? I think they are going to reopen my son's
murder case,
but he's probably going to stay in jail. It's too sad. hi, this is Not a Living Podcast. You can tell from the whimsy that we just injected you with that this is our feedback and debris episode.
Oh.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Lots to talk. Well, actually, not that much probably to talk about today. I'm just now looking for news.
you fuck up.
But lots to report. I'm just going to go around the room with us in the building. Brooklyn's in the house. That's Freddie.
Boogie down Bronx.
Oh.
That's what you meant.
Boogie down Brooklyn. Bronxland.
Freddie is from Crooklyn.
I'm from Crooklyn.
He's from Copland.
To Jackamo.
He's from Oscar. What other movies can we say Freddie's from? And then we got Long Beach Crew.
Yeah.
That's Amy.
Totally me.
West Coast.
Snoop Amy in the house. Amy Dog.
Snoop Amy Dog.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, wow. Yippee, oh, yippee.
And then Hardcore Chi-Town.
Oh,
Mikey B is here.
I'm here. Love is in the heart.
Mm-hmm. And Mikey B and Freddie are newly here from Cali.
That's right. California. Thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/NOTLP who make all things possible.
Mm-hmm.
The Legion of Demons.
The Legion of Demons.
You are Legion.
Y'all nerds went to WonderCon.
We went to WonderCon.
Well, were you filled with wonder? Were you impregnated with wonder, as Pete Holmes would say?
Yeah. It was great. Mike was like, this was to prep me for what it's like to go to the big show.
The big show.
So,
SDCC is what you're prepping for. This is your 5K to get
to
ready
to the actual marathon. Yeah. That's right. So, a blast was had. I think some of the highlights I wish you had been there for, Kelly, was the Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Mm.
Kelly.
The movie I just have had a boner for it.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing raging erection for this movie.
It was so good.
Since it was announced. The
footage they showed was really cool.
Yeah.
And it was Michael Dougherty and his writing partner, whose name is escaping me right now.
Yeah, he was there.
They were there together answering questions.
Slim.
Marquis de Sade.
Slim Pickens. Yeah. the Chucky panel I thought was fantastic.
Can I ask Kelly a question?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly.
Yes.
So there was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
About the monsters being gods.
Yeah.
Is that... So, like, in the thing, the video footage we saw, there was a cross.
Yeah.
So, like, is there a religious, like, I get the idea of gods, but is there religious overtones in the Godzilla universe?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's probably someone who is so much more, like, specifically, like, into, like, all the Toho stuff that's come out since the 60s, but as a... The studio that makes Godzilla, or created Godzilla initially.
Prostitutes who put their feet out there.
Toho's. remind me to don't let me forget that. Remind me to tell you something later.
Oh, dear.
There's a subredditor.
From religion to
not Toho's. A subredditor. There's a Redditor that I saw named Midwestern Toho. Anyway, it's funny that you said that. So I think there's sort of I think there's an underlying idea in those movies, just that these kaiju are so big and powerful that they are essentially gods. And I think in this sort of American reimagined universe, it's even more play, because you know they're the Titans, and I think they take that, you know, that sort of misnomer of, I mean, Godzilla isn't even supposed to be Godzilla, it's supposed to be Gojira, but at this, you know, now it doesn't matter. And I think it's just sort of like some serendipity that he's called Godzilla, and then they're like, we're gonna present this like these are gods on Earth awakening, and we're okay, puny nothing, and they could destroy everything,
which is all true.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there were like two moments during that panel that I wanted to tap you on the shoulder and ask you questions.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So, because that happened, and I was very curious about that, because somebody asked the question about, well, could we possibly ever see King Kong show up?
Oh, and he's coming. King Kong versus Godzilla is next year.
But he said that it was very, he's like, but obviously Godzilla would win because King Kong is king. Godzilla is God.
Mike Doherty said that?
Yeah.
Or the writing partner. They were, I didn't mean to be dismissive of the other guy, but because they were both very entertaining to
watch. Oh, yeah, they were great.
And you could tell they knew their stuff. My other question that I had from that panel for you was, what do you call a fan of the Matthew Broderick Godzilla universe? What are they called?
Misinformed, misled, sad, wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
They called it Zilla. They were like, they just call it Zilla without the god.
Oh, nice.
Because somebody asked if that Godzilla would make an appearance, and he used the word Zilla, and people were like, whoa. Because I guess it's a dismissive way to say,
oh my god,
those were not, that's not the one true god, Zilla. Yeah.
Were they very, did everybody who was in, were their glasses like just sliding down their faces constantly, and they had to constantly push them back up?
They were all adorable people.
Yes.
Push it wasn't either up. Of you that asked that question, right?
It was like living gummy bears for going up and asking.
Because I'm
going
to say something. If it wasn't either of you, that's a dumb question to ask, because that doesn't even make sense in this universe.
Yeah. Well, this guy was... he was adorably special. And
most of the people who went up to ask questions were very cute and sweet.
It was really real earnest.
I got it.
And I think there was a genuine love for that Godzilla.
Yeah. Oh.
So maybe if Godzilla, maybe if your first time with Godzilla maybe was with Matthew Broderick.
Sure. Hey man, a lot of people love, hey, Dave loves that movie, Scarecrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he has the like collectibles from it.
Okay.
Yeah, for real, don't. Kelly.
I believe you. Kelly, no, I'm not judging. I'm not judging Dave. I don't like that movie.
There was a speechless moment.
Yeah. I did when it came out, only because it was the only updated Godzilla that... Yeah. I mean, listen, there again, Toho's been making movies for years and years and years and updating their tech.
And Love With Their Feet.
Exactly. But it still wasn't quite like... I don't know. It wasn't the same level of, you know, I wanted to see a big budget, you know, Godzilla. So that was the only one we had when it came out. And so I was like, this is pretty good, I guess. I mean, it's, they're French. That's weird. Okay. And then
they're French.
Later, as I had a little bit of time and I watched it for probably the 15th or 16th time, I was like, oh, this is horrible. I hate this.
Well, so, from what we saw, you're gonna like the way you look.
Yeah, I've watched those trailers like 10 million times each. So
you're gonna really enjoy it.
Yeah,
you're gonna really enjoy it.
Well, when Godzilla 2014 came out, I mean, and that movie's not without its flaws, but so, it is great.
Other highlights from WonderCon: I interviewed Jeff Aniston, who is the co-founder and president of Legion M. Those are the people who helped make Mandy. And a lot of other great stuff. Like, they're making the new Jay and Silent Bob movie.
They used to make that great Painkiller.
Yeah.
Aniston.
That's
an old person joke.
Wow.
There are four listeners.
Remember, it came in a tin.
Yeah.
That's like predates Nuprin.
Yeah.
There are four listeners that got that joke.
That's aspirin,
I'm sure,
right?
Jeff Aniston gets that a lot, though. They're like, boy, I have a headache.
Only from people over 40.
Yeah, only us over 40s.
And probably more like over 45.
Inches from the ground.
high energy guy though.
He was a really fun person.
Yeah. He owns a studio that makes
those? It's not crowdfunding, but Legion M is a group of investors that anybody can join that invest in really cool film and book and comic book projects.
Oh.
And you actually own a piece of it.
Yeah, giving the power to the fans.
It's very cool.
That is cool.
I'm joining. I mean, I joined their free site, but I think I might actually invest in some stuff.
That's down nice.
Because the stuff they are turning out, it's really great stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're behind the new Tolkien movie that's coming out and everything. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's really high quality. Mikey interviewed author April Wallin, who, fun fact, also was the winner of the Next Elvira competition they had when that reality show was on.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I knew that was a show.
Yeah. It was who did that? Bravo or Logo or
Sci-Fi? I don't know.
Yeah, somebody.
Google it.
So she's the Next Elvira?
Well, this was in 2007?
Yeah, this happened in 2007. I had some hard-hitting questions about what would happen, how she would become the actual...
She has to
how her duties become... Like, yeah. Is it only when Elvira officially retires completely?
Is she...
That April steps into her place? Will she...
I don't know.
I hope never.
But, yeah, I hope so. But she's a sweet... She was very sweet, very fun. And
a prolific writer.
And, yes, quite a few writing things.
She does writing things. Oh, I hope. I can't wait to hear this interview. Listeners, be listening.
Yeah. It's a fun one. It's a good one.
And be writing things.
Any good Hellboy stuff?
What's that?
Any good Hellboy stuff at WonderCon?
No.
What?
There was nothing about Hellboy that I saw.
I didn't even see cosplay.
That's kind of insane.
It's coming out soon.
It's coming out next week.
Yeah.
This is stuff. They were promoting stuff that was a little further out.
Yeah.
This was, a little further out there. Yeah. This is just the beginnings of, like, they may have had Hellboy stuff last year.
So
the people there, that might be old news. But Gray Drake.
Yes. Oh yeah, you got to reconnect.
We reconnected
with Ms. Movie Phone.
She's now Ms. Movie Phone. So big congrats to Gray for that.
Oh, nicely done.
And we got to see how a panel is moderated is done by a master.
She's a master moderator.
She moderated the Dark Phoenix panel.
Yeah.
And regardless of what you might have thought of what they showed you, she made every single person on that stage have fun, which made it fun for everybody watching. Nice. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun.
And you can hear all the audio from these panels as part of the coverage. We did a 2-part coverage. It's over 3 hours of content. It was really cool. We also did the Reimagining the Twilight Zone panel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which was fantastic.
It really was.
And got me so jazzed. And we watched the first episode of... You guys haven't watched the first one yet?
I watched the first half this morning.
Oh, okay.
But I was super sleepy.
The comedian.
So I want to watch the rest of it because I love the setup for it.
Is that a mindfulness spell?
Yes, sorry.
Let's all take a moment.
Everybody Kumail was fantastic. I really enjoyed the first episode of The Twilight Zone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele, you know, has this new kind of... Key and Peele and his work on Mad TV and everything, you expect him to be hilarious. So when he shows up on The Twilight Zone and he's like, imagine this or whatever the standard phrase is. I'm not as big a Twilight Zone fan as Freddy is, but...
Imagine... if you will.
Yes.
The scary door.
Like, I expect to laugh when I see him, and I got to get over that.
You're like, you're hilarious. Say something in rap talk.
Please.
He's such a great... they really are bringing back the feeling of the original.
Yeah.
The thing that's a little jarring is that it is... no holds barred as far as the content they're actually including in the episodes. The
language.
As far as, the language and stuff.
The F-word.
They're like, we're making this a grown-up show.
Right. Yeah, it's a grown-up show.
Nice. It's an approach no one's ever taken with The Twilight Zone.
No one has. It's always been kind of a G-rated kind of program. And so, this is more, like, there's something on the fucking wing of the fucking plane.
Yeah. So here's where I'm confused. And I think anybody that works for CBS All Access should send us some codes. Because so this will not be on CBS.
It's correct. Just CBS All Access, which is a separate streaming service.
They're trying real hard.
I know. I signed up for it because of Twilight Zone. And
eventually all the Picard and the Discovery.
Yeah, all the coming Star Trek stuff.
I
gotta
finish Deep Space Nine. And
so what?
I've discovered other things through CBS All Access. I rediscovered my love of The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah, I love The Price is Right.
Also, 48 Hours Mysteries. Mm-hmm. And there's a new show called Superior Donuts.
It's not new. It's actually been around for a couple years.
It's a show that's been around for a couple of years.
I'm not even sure if it's still
that's new to me.
Making new.
For all I know, it's canceled. Yeah. So let's just say there's this classic.
It never existed.
There's this classic sitcom called Superior Donuts.
It is slightly obnoxious that CBS has to have this thing where I have to pay for it.
Yeah, so make us understand why by sending us free codes.
Yeah.
Because I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Jordan Peele hosted the Twilight episodes as the character from the Gremlins 2 pitch meeting?
It's in the movie. So, you saw the Annabelle Comes Home trailer, right? Were you in the room for that?
I have not seen this yet.
I don't know. Is it out publicly?
It is out.
Okay. I haven't watched the trailer yet.
So, they did a... I think we talk about that, so I don't want to get it back into my irritation that we didn't see anything from it, too.
Shitty tease. They acted like this was going to be a trailer for the second It movie.
Which
just... Annabelle does, or just WonderCon?
So this panel, it was Universal's, or was it Fox? Universal.
This one was Warner Brothers, wasn't it?
Warner Brothers.
Foxiversal.
Because this was prior to Godzilla. That was
so at these at the big cons, there's studios will have like at San Diego Comic-Con, they will do the same thing they'll do over 2 hours.
Right.
So they bring out their big show. So it's a studio that's like going to be, it's like boom, 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 boom. They're bringing up stars and it's one thing after another. So here was sort of a mini version of it, and they did three. But the way that their moderator did it, which I guess was some YouTube star, I'm not exactly sure who he was. They needed to get Gray, because it would have been way better. Mm-hmm. Was like, what are you guys excited about? You guys excited about it? Oh, we'll be seeing more of something later. But it made it implied that we were going to be seeing it. And then they showed Annabelle. So that really was like, okay, can't wait to see it later. And you never saw it. However... Right. I thought the Annabelle trailer did look fun, and it was great for a con because they had an awesome kicking sound system.
Yeah.
And what they played was basically setups for jumps.
Oh, nice.
So, like, got like this big, what would you say, 3,000 people in that convention center?
I'm not sure. The arena?
The arena.
It was a lot. I'm not really sure how many seated.
I think about 3,000. That's their big arena at WonderCon. So it got everybody interactive, nice. Which I think was a good thing for that trailer. It looked fun from the jumps.
Sure. I really enjoy the Annabelle movies. Mm-hmm. I like both of the other two, although the second one I think is way better than the first one. But I like the sort of Conjuring, Insidious, the Wandverse, whatever you want to call it.
I do too. And it's funny, like... on rewatches, maybe I get something different out of each of those movies.
Yeah,
but it's a very fun concept.
I've only seen the first Insidious, and I didn't see Sinister 2. But those, I think. Oh, and I haven't seen The Nun yet. But I think those are the only two that I haven't seen.
Well, technically, I don't even know if Sinister is considered. I mean, it easily could be part of that.
I think it is. I mean,
Sinister is my favorite.
Well, I mean, yes, as far as actual crossing over, like the actual stories taking place in the same universe. Because Patrick Wilson plays the dad in Sinister, but he's also...
He plays the dad in Insidious.
That's what I meant, Insidious.
Yeah. But I still think it's a shared universe. I think it's that demon universe that they have.
Yeah.
I think it's shared.
Which one is Aquaman in?
Aquaman is part of TGIF.
Oh, okay. that's part of the Wanderverse now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw the trailer for La Llorona.
La Llorona.
Yeah, how
there's
was that?
A lot of trailers for La Llorona.
I just saw it in front of us. It was good. I mean, I think the trailer was a little sleepy, but
that's not even the best.
I'll still see it.
The one they put in front of us isn't even the best La Llorona trailer.
No.
The best one is with the kids in the car. That's a great trailer.
I have to watch that.
Looks pretty good, man. I'm into it, but I'm also easy to please.
I've been waiting for a good La Llorona. You know what, though? There was like a kids animated La Llorona movie.
Oh, dear.
I swear to God.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Do you swear to Godzilla?
You should find it.
That's what I'm going to start saying.
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, just now.
Can I have it?
Well, of course.
That's fucking awesome.
Could you be like, Ermagerdziller?
I'm just be like, no, I swear to Godzilla. And people would be like, oh.
Yeah.
I see a new t-shirt. That's
pretty great. Right?
Yeah. By the way, I love your t-shirt right now.
Thank you. Tell you
better. Yeah. It's really cool. Nightmare on Elm Street comic book cover.
Love it. Listeners, this is, if you're not in the room with us right now, I'm wearing a t-shirt that is basically a mashup of the Todd McFarlane classic Torment Spider-Man cover. But it's Freddy Krueger, and it's instead of it saying the amazing, or, you know, Spider-Man in that Spider-Man font, it says Nightmare on Elm Street.
We should make one for Monorail Girl. That same style.
No.
Oh, there was a, yeah.
Who's Monorail Girl?
Andy.
Google it.
Oh.
But don't do it at work.
It's it's a naked lady on the Disney Monorail.
Oh, nice.
From the 80s or something.
She looks like she's from the 80s.
It might have been the 1880s. Last year.
The Shazam panel was really, I cannot wait to see that.
I can't either. It looks so fun.
It's getting good reviews.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. Child's Play, we already mentioned, was really cool.
The trailer looks great.
Do you know the big announcement? Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't spoil this in the actual covers, but we will now because it's been like a week. Yeah. So,
and it's been announced.
And it's everywhere. You probably know already. But if you don't, like Kelly doesn't know.
I don't know.
They announced in front of the room we were in, the cast didn't know this, no one knew this except for the producers,
that they're not releasing this movie.
Yep. That it was all an April Fool's joke. No, that the voice of Chucky is Mark Hamill.
Oh, you know, I think I did see something about that. I didn't realize it, but there was like a picture of Mark Hamill and then Chucky.
And you thought Chucky had killed Mark Hamill.
I was like, how are they going to, you know.
What a tragedy.
Who's going to voice the Joker now?
Yeah.
That's good. I love Mark Hamill's voice work. I was saying the other night, I'd love to see him actually play like an old Joker in like a Batman Beyond movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, he should just be the Joker.
Yeah.
But old.
I love that old. Mark Hamill, you know, I feel like he's always had a great career as far, especially the voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, but I like that. I feel like he's having a little bit of a resurgence because mm-hmm. he's doing more face work. Like, well, he was in the Kingsman.
Yeah.
And then he's on that new night show, whatever that show is about, Knights, on History Channel. But he looks great.
Do you think that
he's got like a big beard?
Do you think that some of that is from the fandom of Cons, like, is making his face more recognizable? Like, because he's done so much voice work since the original trilogy.
You know what I think it is, though?
The new trilogy.
I think his face has changed enough that he doesn't look like Luke Skywalker
anymore. Yeah, I think that's a good point.
People are more willing to cast him, whereas I think after Star Wars, they're like, he's Luke Skywalker.
Well, the reason I ask about the con part is because every person that has had an interaction with him has just comes away saying that is a wonderful, wonderful man. And like at Star Wars Celebration, which is coming up in Chicago in a couple weeks, like everyone, like the lines to meet him are through the roof, but everyone that walks away from that table, like, just goes, what a great person. Like, he remembers people
which is astounding.
Great. Yes.
Considering the number of people he meets.
Yeah.
That he can remember those individuals, like, even if you can remember a handful of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
Last year at Star Wars Celebration, I could just listen to the man tell stories for forever. I mean, he'd had so many great stories. A lot of it was to do with Carrie Fisher because of the timing of last year. But, like, that's what people who have interactions with him at cons. He's just out walking around. Like, the man gets mobbed wherever he goes. But, he's just good guy. So I'm glad to see him getting to do stuff.
He seems very sweet. You know who else is like that? Mary Lou Henner, because she has that thing.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that for real?
Yeah, she's got this, it's called something.
So if you go to HennerCon again.
Yeah,
HennerCon.
And you ask her.
And you're like, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Miss Henner, I came in, I was cosplaying as Latka.
No, she'll be able to tell you that.
Yeah.
She'll be like, yeah, you were wearing this, 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 and this, and I was wearing this, and that day I ate this, and I went there, and I did this. She can do that all the way back.
Did she have a Kenner toy? Because I'd love to go to Henner KennerCon.
Henner KennerCon. That'd be awesome.
I've been watching Taxi.
She's so beautiful.
If we get some more Beelzebubs, maybe we can host Henner KennerCon.
Yeah.
Who knows? I am in.
Maybe we can just get Mary Lou Henner in this room.
Yeah.
We probably could. Toys.
We missed the AMC panel, but I did post the trailer for Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah.
Series. Did you watch it?
I have.
Yeah, so that's probably everywhere now, but it was also at NOTLP.com.
Zach Quinto.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
It does look fun.
I can't wait. I really like the book quite a bit.
I do too.
Yeah, it was a lot for, you know, I think it's the most Stephen King of Joe Hill's work.
Agreed.
You know, not to conflate him with his dad, but it's
I'm sure he loves that description.
It's in the DNA.
It's a good book. I like it a lot. Is this
a TV or movie?
TV series.
TV series. Okay. Henner on Kenner. We could get Mary Lou Henner in here to guest once a week to talk about collectibles.
Yeah. And she doesn't even need to know anything about them. She just needs to read one book.
Yep.
And then she can just, she'll know it. And
she
then
could, she can reiterate. Henner on Kenner. Yeah, she could just watch The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, I know you were looking for news, but did you hear that Ron Swede passed away? The ghoul? He was the horror host who had like the black eye patch. He was, I believe he was at Horror Hound a few times.
No, I didn't hear this.
You know, you'll know the face. But I just, he was a kind of a big deal in the 70s as far as the horror hosts go. So just wanted to mention that for sure. He was the Detroit, if you grew up in the Detroit area, he was your guy.
He was the Detroit ghoul.
He was the Detroit
ghoul. Not to be confused with the famous grave robber of the same moniker, Detroit ghoul.
Or Ed 209, the killer Detroit robot.
YouTube, like it seems like a lot with the ages of most of our beloved horror hosts. Getting up there in age, are there like a new generation of horror host coming up to YouTube or whatnot? Okay.
Yeah, and also I guess the ghoul also was out of Cleveland too. I guess.
Huh.
Didn't realize.
Maybe that. He was syndicated.
Had a couple of markets. He's come to the Horror Hounds before, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He hung out with that big what's Senior Frog or whatever. Who was the frog that Amy?
Oh yeah,
you had with your profile picture with where you're dancing with the frog. He was so cute.
Well, I also feel like the Cool Ghoul was in a couple places other than Cincinnati. I mean, we all think of the Cool Ghoul as Cincinnati, but I feel like people from other places remember him too.
Well, there's the Cool Ghoul with Cincinnati, but then you also had the Ghoul. Then you had Ghoulardi.
Yeah, but I think the Cool Ghoul was in a couple other markets too, because I remember people talking about.
The same Cool Ghoul. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying.
So it's possible. I don't know why we're talking about the minutia of syndicated markets.
Well, I hope that maybe some fresh blood out there gets on the bandwagon, and I would love to see some more horror hosts.
Were you at Horror Hound when they did the big horror host reunion thing?
I was, but for some reason
they were everywhere.
I saw a lot of horror hosts.
You couldn't walk 2 feet without stepping on one.
Didn't they do it?
What Kelly's trying to say is he injured a lot of horror hosts that day.
Well, they do a horror host hall of fame at Horror Hound. So they induct people. So you'll see a sea of horror hosts.
But this was that one year. Do you remember?
One year it was real big.
It was like, it was a whole thing. And they were just fucking everywhere. I was like, Christ Jesus, I can't see for the goddamn horror hosts. What's even across the room? I don't know. All I see are black capes. Top hats.
It looks like Eyes Wide Shut.
It does. Fidelio?
I'm still laughing at that. Also on Patreon, Amy reviewed The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
Very
controversial.
What'd you think?
Listen to find out.
I'm not a patron.
You think we're going to give that away?
You're married to one.
That's true. I'll see if Elisa let me listen to her.
Don't let him.
I think my biggest point in my review was that Hilary Duff as Sharon Tate, the accent, the voice she chose was very reminiscent of Dorit.
Oh.
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that turned me off big time.
No, why? Dorit. Why? Because Dorit's not even real.
No.
That's just a.
It says Real Housewife.
But no, her.
She ain't real.
Yeah.
Dorit, you're from Connecticut. Calm down.
Yeah, get over yourself.
God. Did
anyway.
You guys, Netflix, well, I should say Blumhouse, they pulled a Beyonce and dropped a movie on Netflix.
Oh.
Did you know this?
Mm-mm.
It just dropped on Netflix. They're like, huh, Blumhouse presents this movie called Mercy Black. I didn't know if anybody had time to watch it.
I haven't watched it. I saw that it was released. I don't think I realized it was Blumhouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just dropped it out of nowhere. They dropped it like it's hot.
They blumped it.
Right on your head.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I was gonna say something and I went away.
WonderCon or I won't go into the Disney talk, but I did want to say something. I got a chance while I was out there to go to Universal Studios. And I just want to say to people who, like, in our area, who probably have only been to Universal Studios Orlando, there's something really magical about Universal Studios California because of that freaking backlot tour where you can go. It's the largest working movie place, largest working movie studio in the world. And you actually, in that park, can go through, like, it's a one-hour tour and you're going through studio lots. And
it sounds like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Well, I think Conan used to, like,
was Twisted Sister filming a video and you
hit up the would go out as part of his show when he was doing it in LA for NBC or whatever, and would, like, hop on the tour.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's so cool. It was just an awesome thing. I actually did it twice while I was out there, and I'm pretty sure I saw Zachary Quinto. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I may not be the greatest person to ask, because I'm pretty sure I see ER doctors all the time. but I'm pretty sure. But they did take through, like, they were filming The Good Place, and you got to go through and see, them filming.
Was Ted Danson there that time?
I don't know. He was across the pond from where we were, but just a really cool experience for movie lovers and, for the horror film places. Now the only place you can see Jaws. Have some interaction and get some good Jaws stories. And
so Jaws lives on in California.
Yeah.
In California.
You get to find out good Jaws trivia. Like, do you know what the name of the Jaws shark was?
Bruce.
Bruce.
And do we know why his name is Bruce?
No, I don't know why. It was it a crew member?
No.
Bruce Valanche?
No.
Bruce Lee?
No. It's actually the name of Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
Oh.
It was Bruce. He's a real shark. Yeah. Nice. I didn't know that. So, cool stuff. And the other thing I wanted to say about Universal Studios, specific to our podcast, Nature, is they have the only, that I'm aware of, walkthrough year-round haunt.
Oh.
Which they have The Walking Dead, which they run for like 2 hour periods of time all throughout their days that they're open, which I thought was really cool. It's just awesome in the middle of spring to be able to go through.
In the middle of spring, in the middle of the daytime?
That's in the middle of the daytime.
How was the haunt?
The haunt was really good.
Yeah.
It was very much similar to Universal Studios Horror Nights in that it's. The way that they do their haunts there is everything's like pre-recorded, so the actors don't like have to keep screaming at you. They're just blaring speakers that sounds like the actors are coming at you.
Oh, that's good for your vocal cords.
Good for your vocal cords, and you always get a good performance. So yeah, it was fun. Like you're the idea of it is that you're going through a hospital. Some scenes from a hospital through Walking Dead, and you're meeting characters from the show, and they're real actors in there, and I'm like, that's awesome. They used to, it's a little bit of a bummer because they used to do a long time ago Universal Monsters, so you go through a haunt that had actual right, and I know. But it's gone now, and I don't think this is even in the same place because of Harry Potter is now in Universal California, so that's taken up a lot of their space.
Oh, did you go to Harry Potter?
I went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
I really would like to do that.
Yes.
Me too.
It's very similar to the one here in Orlando, part of. So the thing in Orlando, or the thing in California, in parks, everything's smaller because it's smaller space.
Right.
It's true to Disneyland as it is to Universal. But Universal has converted a space, and I actually liked their Harry Potter part that's similar to the Harry Potter part in Orlando because the streets were a little bit wider.
Oh, nice.
Which was nice. And here in Orlando, its streets are narrow, which it can give that cozy feeling, but that's not great when it's 110 degrees outside and it's super crowded.
You call it here in Orlando.
Here in Orlando, which we're in Cincinnati.
It's
still home park.
It does feel like,
When you're here, you're home.
That's your base.
We're in Orlando, we're home.
Yeah.
But the Harry Potter ride, fantastic. And there, you can get in the bar, Hogsmeade bar, you can get actual alcoholic butterbeer.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard that.
But it's a little tricky because you get the butterbeer, which is $8, and then they give you a shot of your choice, and you have to mix them together. But whatever. It's potions and alchemy, and it all makes sense in the end.
How is it? Is the butterbeer good?
Butterbeer is amazing.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Well, I've had... Is it LeFou's? It's just cream soda, right?
No. I got that the bottles of butter. If that experience, that's a really sugary drink.
All right.
It's reminiscent of butter beer.
Yeah, I don't like cream soda.
This is I'm okay with cream soda. This is really good because it's like it's almost like a part milkshake, part. This is good. It's
all good. Right. Well, maybe I'll reserve judgment. But what I understood of butter beer, I was
But it's real good with a shot of rum in it.
I bet.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's even better with three.
Yes.
Everything's better.
But that would be true, except you would just have ordered a $47 drink.
Holy shit.
Yes. Because I was like, oh, so you can get butter beer with a shot in here. And the guy's like, yeah. That's awesome. And I'm like, that was $22 for one drink.
For real?
And it didn't even come in a collector's cup, Amy.
Eat a dick, Universal.
I could have gotten the collector's cup for another $15.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So, but not the Hogsmeade one. Hogsmeade's only served with beer.
All right.
What? Speaking of expensive drinks, we went to Trader Sam's for our meetup out in Anaheim.
I'm going to take responsibility.
Thanks to everybody
on this one.
Who came out. And also,
they did it on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
If you guys have ideas for meetups, please let us know.
Did people come out?
People came to Trader Sam's.
Nice. Did person come? Is that like what we... Were you the people?
We
were the people.
We had lots of interest.
Oh,
but
listen, I get it, man.
We got time, it on a weeknight.
The time and the heads up were not great. So next time, I'm going to take responsibility on that one.
Better.
We're going to do better.
Listen, I get it. It's hard. If I was a fan of something and on a Tuesday they're like,
at 9,
we're going to be at King's Island at the Fest House if you want to come out and visit us. I'd be like, I don't know, Patton Oswalt, I really want to, but I got to go to King's Island, I got to park, I got to go find you.
But if I knew, like, I have met some great people, I met you guys from that, like,
that's
having
true.
An experience of, like, oh, I know where these people are going to be at this time, I have a way out, so I don't have to, like, overstay my welcome or anything like that. I think those things are great.
Just, they are great.
Next time, we'll give you a little more heads up and maybe a better time choice.
Maybe even for Indie Horror Hound, we'll get something together.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
You can get NOTL plastered.
We should go to that tiki bar that I can't go to next week.
Yeah.
So, while the boys...
That's right, because we're going to be... I've got to go to that bar.
Yeah. Amy?
So, while the boys were in California, Kelly and I were just chilling in Cincinnati where it decided to be cold again.
For like a minute.
It's fine now. But Freddie was sweating in the sunshine, and I'm I had to scrape my windshield this morning, you asshat. No, it's fine.
We actually had to wear jackets.
We forgot Andy. We left Andy in California.
Oh,
it just occurred to me.
No. It's fine. He's home.
They shipped him back to us.
Yeah.
I had a glorious few days of just doing whatever the hell I wanted. And when I wanted to. And it was great, but I was very glad to see your face again, honey.
I could tell you miss me.
I did miss you.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's nice to be missed.
All right.
So Fear Street. Fox is making a 3-part miniseries. So
basically
3 movies.
The R.L. Stine Fear Street?
Is it going to be on TV or in the theater?
I think they're going to be on TV. I'm not sure. But it's they cast the girl
played... Is this the news?
What do you mean?
Are we doing news right now? What are you doing?
I don't know. I just jumped into that.
Amy,
we're not doing news.
There's a process.
That was just fun.
That's just
a fun thing I was bringing
up. This is just a story that Freddie's telling about something.
An operations manager.
That's
I need
true.
Processes.
Let's move on.
You want to move on to news?
Well, is there anything else we need to
do? Do you have anything
discuss?
From the beginning you guys want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Like banter-wise?
Is Kelly trying to get news?
Oh, I have one piece of news.
I have a piece of news, and but I just accidentally blew it.
You didn't though. Let's pretend it didn't happen.
You can even trim that out and act like I didn't do it at all, or you can leave it in because I'm leaving it in. You like to make me look foolish.
Yes, I did miss that.
We left Andy in California.
We didn't. I'm very sorry. I for sure picked him up at the airport.
It was his tethered.
Yeah.
We brought the tether. We brought the wrong Andy back.
Are we sure?
Are we gonna have to kill him?
While you were at WonderCon.
That's not the voice.
I was eating rabbits.
You were at WonderCon.
Ooh, that was good.
I gotta swallow a lot too.
That was really good. You're
maybe I am
for Lupita.
Maybe all I right. am my tethered.
Mm.
Let's have a tether off.
Tether ball. A tether ball tether off.
Tether. What's your damage tether?
Hey, guys, what do you call a flatbread that's in a red jumpsuit wearing a driving glove and has scissors?
I don't know. What do you call
a flatbread? It's a Lupita bread yango.
Get out of my house. Go back to California and never come back.
I feel like I need a glossary to understand that one, though.
Do you see us?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I saw us. Yes, I saw us.
Yes.
I saw it with my mommy.
Aww.
We had fun. Oh, my mother wanted me to say, if you listen to the Horror Hound coverage, she did guest on our little wrap-up moment, and she was very, she felt bad that she called Steven Weber old, because my mom's probably his same age, and she's like, I shouldn't have said that, and also that she really enjoys him on Mom, and she forgot to say that. So she wanted me. Is that the
Anna Faris show?
Yes.
Is that still on?
Yes. I'm shrugging.
Yes.
I am shrugging.
It's a new show, just like Superior Donuts.
So anyway, Mom, I hope I did you proud with that.
You kids seen this.
You made it right.
I made it right.
Also, if you want to support the show, again, patreon.com/NOTLP.
Join the Legion of Demons.
Join our Legion of Demons.
In case you're curious, we're running a business here. In case you're curious.
Freddy, you're so goofy. Anyway.
We're running an operation over here.
A nonprofit. All right.
Definitely not a profit.
Calm down. All right, everybody. We'll be back with the news.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Here's a special news bulletin.
The people they kill get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Hi.
Man, I got some exciting news, Kelly.
Yeah? I hope it's not the news I have.
Fear Street's coming to Fox is making 3-part Fear Street.
I'm actually very excited about that.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
What's Fear Street?
Do you remember R.L. Stine wrote them? They were you graduated from Gooseberms to First Row.
I missed out on all those.
Oh, okay.
I what I'm about to say is people are gonna be like, oh, really? But like by the time like Goosebumps was a thing, I was already kind of reading Stephen King.
Yeah.
So like
I was too, but I still grabbed everything horror I could get my hands on.
You know what? I remember almost doing the exact same thing because for me it was Goosebumps a little bit, and then it was Christopher Pike books.
Right.
And then when R.L. Stine answered Christopher Pike books with Fear Street books, I was like, eh. And then someone told me about, actually, I started with Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
And then that led me into.
You graduated.
I graduated into reading The Shining.
Ladies Chatterley's Lovers.
What was your first Stephen King book? So my first attempt at a Stephen King book was The Tommyknockers, and I was way too young for that.
That was too big.
Too many knockers in it.
It was too big. It was too big for my little.
Who's Tommy?
Body.
It's knockers.
Oh, this is Tommy's knocker. He needs to lose a little weight.
Remember the... We knew a gross bartender named Tommy.
Your first real Stephen King.
Yeah, so I tried that, and I just... I didn't like it, which I still don't like it. And it's the only one in that era that I don't like. And then I came back, and I think Cujo was the one... I stole it from the library, because you had to be 16 to check out adult books.
Oh, adult books.
And I was not. And
one penthouse, please.
I kept it, and I still have that. Like, that's a kind of a, it's like a memento for me. I still have it. There's no cover on it. It's
no cover at all?
Nope, it's just coverless. It still has the library card from Grosbeck Library in the back. I hope no one is listening from them and demands it back.
You're under arrest, sir.
And so Cujo was my second one. I was like, oh, no, this is really great. And then I think I moved on to either Christine or Salem's Lot was my next one. And then I kind of, after that, I just, everything I could get my hands on.
Gotcha.
And then by the time, like, I got to it, I think they had a shit ton of them at the Corian High School library. So, like, you could go up there on certain days in study hall. So I would just go to the library and just check out, like, all the Stephen King books that I could handle at once. And I might be reading two or three at a time.
What an interesting time period that you couldn't check it out unless you were 16, and then it ended up being in your actual high school library.
Yeah, right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is. Amy?
I'm not really sure. I remember reading The Dark Half pretty early on, but I'm not sure that that was my first. It might
that
have been
was an
one
early
the,
one for me, too.
Are you saying just first
Skeleton
Stephen King?
Skeleton Crew might have been, or Night Shift, one of those two, because I think my mom had them.
Night Shift is the first Stephen King book I remember seeing, and I've told this story countless times on this show, but it was one of the books where my brother had it, and I was fascinated by the cover with the eyeballs in the hand.
Yeah, it's a great cover. That's the one my mom had.
I have that t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it scared me really bad as a kid, but it also drew me in, and that was really one of the first things that kind of like brought me into
the world of darkness.
Paperbacks from Hell, which I've talked about before, Grady Hendrix, is such a great book because it goes into those covers of the pulp horror novels, and that, you know, Night Shift being like the
great one,
the granddaddy of them all. You know what I'm saying?
The people
die cut, and you know,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, Night Shift was my first King book.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great one to start with.
And then the first novel of his I read was Salem's Lot, which is still my favorite. That might also be one of the reasons it's my favorite.
It's a great one.
Because it's your favorite?
It's the best vampire novel ever written, really, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to read it because I was so terrified by Toby Hooper.
Twilight.
Sorry, I forgot that one.
The miniseries with Starsky or Hutch.
Oh, David Soul and Regine Alder as
Cagney or Lacey.
The Glick boy scratching on the window.
Terrifying.
I made my parents, I'd probably told the story a million times on this podcast, but I made my parents move my bed away from my window after we watched that miniseries. And then when I saw that there was a book, I had to, like, you know that thing where you have to kind of dig deeper to get over the whole terror of it, and it just got worse. But part is I had like one of the similar, like those Aurora Frankenstein models.
Oh, the kit, yeah.
And then that made it worse that I had the model in
my
bedroom. Right, exactly. I was like, wait a minute. I have a window by my bed. I have that Frankenstein model. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Is the way my child brain pieced all that together.
And you did, Freddy.
And now I'm
You're
dead.
A ghost!
So that's some heavy shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is curious.
So wait, did you say what yours was?
Yes. Well, I my first attempt was was it The Talisman, the one that he tried to write
with Peter Straub?
Yeah, and I never got into it.
I could never get into that
one. I liked The Talisman.
Yeah.
Because
I'd already had been in high fantasy, so I was like, oh, that'll be a good one. But the first one I completed was The Shining, and then I was like very hungry because I was at my grandma's house after reading that, and like, I need more.
Yeah.
And I went and got from the Charleston, West Virginia Mall, I went and got Four Past Midnight.
Yeah.
And read The Langoliers. And then I was Stephen King in love after that point.
Yeah.
So
Four Past Midnight is a great collection.
Mm-hmm. It is a great collection. Library policeman, and still to this day, like, vivid scenes in that book stick in my mind.
Yeah, mine too. He's good at that.
He is.
He nails her. He'll make you remember a sexual assault description.
Yeah, he'll nail you like the library policeman would.
Yeah.
You said you had a piece of news.
I have a piece of news. But you weren't done with Fear Street.
You had some nudes. No. I just want to say they cast the girl who plays Max on Stranger Things.
Oh.
I released that as the first piece of casting for the series.
For Fear Street?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You know who I'm talking about? The redheaded girl who comes in and he falls in love with her because she's good at video games?
I haven't seen season 2 yet.
Oh, okay. It's good.
Yeah, I will. I just haven't yet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Still slogging through Justified.
I need to do that, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch season 2. Season 3
will be here before you know it.
I know.
Sure. Summer.
I got I don't know if my piece of next piece of news is the same as yours or not.
Probably not.
I'm hoping this will excite you if you don't already know about it.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
Adrian Barbeau, fan favorite and NOTLP friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say.
She took the tortilla.
She took the tortilla.
She knew what she was getting into.
You know what I found out is Adrian Barbeau. She takes the tortilla.
Of course she does.
You made it something it isn't.
But I didn't. She did take the tortilla.
That's true, but the way you
said it. I just said it. I messed with your brain.
Okay.
The way you said it.
It was a mess with.
It's like there was extra guac on it.
Yeah, but there wasn't. I made you think there was.
It's all illusion.
It was.
Illusory
I just
guac.
I just took the spoon and I ran it through the little well and I went like this so fast.
That you thought guac was flung onto the tortilla, but it wasn't.
And then I wrapped it all up and you couldn't see.
It's like you're the creator of moving pictures.
It is y'all like that. Need Jesus.
Taste guac that's not there.
Adrian Barbeau.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. Please don't judge me, but I have to call her Adrian Barboobs just once. she is going to be guesting on the new Creepshow series, which I'm extremely excited for.
Me too.
I didn't even know this was happening.
Stephen King and Joe Hill are contributing to it on Shudder. Greg Nicotero is the showrunner. Yeah. It's a Shudder original.
Awesome.
I think Shudder is really. I am really digging Shudder right now.
Did you watch the Critters series?
No, I gotta say,
you're not a Critters person.
I'm not. It's not even that. I've always meant to revisit it.
Do you feel critical of it?
No, it's not even that. I don't like it. I don't think I know I've seen bits and pieces, but it was never a series that I got like super.
Yeah.
Like
it's never been a critical hit.
It's never been a critical hit for me. I never rolled a critical hit.
If you're not a fan of the Critters movies, you definitely will not like the series because it's very much in the vein of the movies.
Yeah.
Like it's also very cheap. And
it looks very cheap. I thought that when I saw the trailer because I was actually excited. I was like, oh, maybe this is my chance to sort of like jump back into that.
To backdoor some Critters?
Backdoor some Critters. And then I watched the trailer and it does look like goofy fun.
It's fun.
But it also looks like they made it like in someone's backyard.
They did.
And that's clearly, okay. I'm not saying that's a bad
there's
thing.
There's enough talent involved that it's worth your time.
No, yeah, I think it looks fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do want to watch it, but I think I'm going to have to watch a Critters movie first before I jump into the series.
I feel like you and I should get together and do some Critters.
I'll watch some Critters.
Amy's out of town next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just here. And if you guys want to do Critters with me,
oh,
we do some critter catching.
We can critter it up.
We can crit it up. So, all right, yeah.
I can't wait for Creepshow though. That's really exciting.
Yeah, and it says, let's see, Barbeau will be starring alongside Tobin Bell, and Giancarlo Esposito in a segment based on King's short story Gray Matter. Great story
great
for everyone
story.
Who read Night Shift first.
Kind of a Color from Outer Space. His kind of take on that. Only it's bad beer.
Yeah, and it's that's a great story.
And bad beer's an episode of Buffy, isn't it? See, it's all connected.
Yes.
It's the universe we live in.
The Whedonverse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm real excited about that. I don't think there's any word on when it's coming out, but look for that. Creepshow series, Shudder, Adrian Barboobs, Stephen King, Greg Nicotino. what other names Joe...
Hills have eyes.
I love Greg Nicotero, by the way.
I do too. He's like, great.
A person, as a creative, just a wonderful thing.
I loved watching him on that History of Horror.
Yeah,
like he was actually the only one in the three listeners. If you haven't watched Eli Roth's History of Horror, it's a lot of fun. It's just like any other like. Kind of like, hey, these are classic horror movies, and we're gonna. But you get to see clips from them and talk to different. Like, it was really great hearing Jamie Lee Curtis talk about Halloween. That was like maybe the best part for me.
Absolutely.
But there's these segments with Eli Roth, Greg Nicotero, and Rob Zombie sitting at dinner.
Zombie's such a damn weirdo, isn't he?
He's so strange. And they're just talking about these movies, and Eli Roth, God bless him, he gets real excited. He keeps saying. Quantum Leap. He uses the phrase Quantum Leap every episode and maybe every segment that they do that, where he says, this is where horror made a quantum leap. from just, you know, a guy in a sheet with holes to somebody eating their face off. You know, it was a quantum leap. And I'm like, I don't think that means what you think he means.
Maybe he's just hoping that the next leap will be the leap home.
Well, I was saying, I wonder if Scott Bakula is investing. He was like, listen, I will front the money for this series, but you have to say Quantum Leap at least once every episode.
He's doing a reboot of Quantum Leap.
Oh, no. Eli Roth's Quantum Leap. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
He would voice Ziggy.
Oh, he'd be a great, not Ziggy, but what was Dean Stockwell's character?
Oh,
Eyebrows Magoo.
Yeah, the guy, the hologram.
Yeah, what was his name?
The doctor.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Frodo.
That was a great show. I love Quantum
Leap. I do too. There was a Stephen King episode of Quantum Leap.
That's right. And there was also the Buddy Holly where he convinced them not to call it Piggy Sue and call it Peggy Sue instead.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
because he was on a farm.
Yeah, no, Goofy.
Black Antenna, do you already know?
Mm-mm.
Alice in Chains, they've made a 4-part sci-fi horror film.
For a second, I thought you said someone's name, Allison.
Allison Chains.
And I was like, oh, no, that's a band you like. Yeah. Go ahead.
Alice.
It's two Chains' sister. Chains.
Yeah.
They, I believe you can watch all 4 parts on YouTube, even.
What do you think? What's the point? Okay.
So it's a horror movie? What's it about?
Yeah, it's a 4-part sci-fi horror. There's 4 episodes so far.
What's the deal?
What do you mean, what's the deal?
What's it about?
Does it prominently feature music by the band Alice in Chains?
Something to do with a preacher and motorcycles and all kinds of heavy metal tropes.
Goodness, yeah. I'll get right on that.
So, I'm just saying, you know, it's probably got cool music.
Yeah.
It's Alice in Chains.
I'm not a big Alice in Chains.
Allison. Chains.
Well, you know, I love Layne Staley era Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
But what about her brother, 2 Chainz?
So everybody's been talking about that high school that did the production of Alien on there.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Don't you wish that our school was that cool when we were in school?
Yeah.
We'd be cool for our school.
I think
cool school.
I don't mean to shit on high school administrators, but I'm going to.
Oh.
They would put the Knicks on it.
And
uh-oh.
Every year, I'm astounded at the choices, and I'm not you. This is like activity people, like
all right.
Band people, drama people. I'm always astounded at the shitty choices they make for what shows they're gonna do. Like, I always expect like these like directors to have like great taste in music, like really eclectic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what the marching band show is gonna be, and they pick something like dumb, and it does, like, it's so boring. And
Fields
then,
of Gold by Sting.
When my son was in when he did the play, now the plays were better chosen. They did Grease what's that one with
Stone Tracy, Rock Soup?
Tracy Turnbull.
Stone Soup.
Hairspray.
Hairspray and Guys and Dolls. So those were good choices. But the show choir that he was in, again, the show they put together was so horrible.
How horrible was it?
It featured the music of Evanescence.
Oh. Like in this day and age?
This was 2 years ago.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Was there a diva girl in that show choir that probably needed to be showcased or her mom would not be on the PTO board anymore, and that's why that Evanescence song was featured?
No.
That you're,
I mean,
aware of? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, because
okay. did a white kid rap?
A white teacher rapped.
Oh, that's worse.
The year they did that one.
Yeah,
he did Hamilton. Weren't you there for that? Didn't you guys come out and see that show where the teacher rapped Hamilton?
I don't remember seeing any part of Hamilton.
Anyway. So when I said I was shitting on administrators, I meant the people who are choosing just like the blandest. So the administrators at this school, I applaud for making a great choice.
It's all about choices.
It's all about choice.
I remember middle school choir and we did the Sister Act songs.
Oh, that's fun.
That's cool.
I still remember. My God.
My God.
My God. I guess they're teachers. They're not really administrators.
Yeah, and they're just
faculty.
They're faculty, and then they like pick whomever. You're like, are you willing to be the band dude? It's extra money. Sure.
I'm sure there's a million teachers listening right now that are pissed off at me, but listen, well, make better choices.
Yeah, make them.
If I were to just have a little insight on this area, I would say that probably those choices are based on what free music was available, yeah, or what music is already in their catalog that they paid for, and if the talentless kids that they're having to work with are not can pull off.
Damn.
For example,
you're not wrong about that.
You and parents who may have more pull than what people might think may have to have their kid featured in something, and then you have to figure out how to showcase that. If I were to have any insight in that area,
I want the only
it's reason- tricky. It's hard. That's a hard thing to do because you want to have the excitement because you want to get the numbers out, but you're probably not getting the financing that other mm-hmm. departments are getting.
No, that I agree with too. Like the thing that
you ain't football. Calm
the thing
down.
That made me think this was, but what made me think it about my our two school, and I'm really only talking about our schools. Mm-hmm. So like this is not other schools. I'm jealous of other schools because. Are you excited about this, listeners?
Be true to your school, Kelly.
To talk about high school music programs. The other marching bands, when we would go to see competitions, they would have these, they would choose great music. And we come along.
You did a very Donald Trump gesture with your hands and you said, the best music.
It was beautiful. It was luxurious. It was huge. And every year I tell my son, just tell your teacher to do a goddamn Danny Elfman show. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Just every year. Idea. Why aren't you doing this?
What about Ennio Morricone?
Or Ennio Morricone. Somebody did do Ennio Morricone, I think, actually. One of the high schools. Yeah. So there are schools doing cool stuff. It's just ours. It's just these specific directors
make
have
you angry.
Bad taste.
Yeah.
Legitimate. That's really the whole thing. They just have bad taste.
When I was in high school, like I was on the drum line, lead bass. To my own horn or anything, yeah, you know.
Nice. You also tooted your own horn.
I did toot my own
and
horn.
And lead bass?
I did.
You're like a one man band.
I tooted my own horn in a few days.
I mean, it was a very competitive band, and we usually took first in state, but.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Nice. I know when they made the announcement for whatever the show was going to be, that there was always like, but. I will say, in a smart director's hands, it like one year that everybody was just really disappointed was we did a tribute to Bernstein or Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah, that's a good show though.
But I, as a dumb high school student, I didn't realize that was going to be an awesome way to showcase the kick-ass drumline that I was on. So anyhow, so it introduces you to music that you may not be aware of. Where then,
like Evanescence,
like mm-hmm. Evanescence,
like Evanescence, Bon Jovi in that show too. But I know you guys like him.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? I thought you liked Bon Jovi.
I mean, Slippery When Wet is fantastic, but anything post that.
Well, that's what I'm talking. Or maybe it was My Life. They sang. I hate all eras of Bon Jovi, but
even
they,
Runaway,
especially Runaway.
Oh, she's a little runaway.
That's a great song.
But I never saw Kelly's face do that before. The stain on his face.
She's a little runaway.
Young Guns.
I mean, listen, if I'm watching Young Guns and Blaze of Glory comes on, mm-hmm. fine.
It's pretty badass moment.
But outside of that movie, no thanks.
Independently. You don't listen to it when you're working out.
No.
You're like, get a loaded six string and then got these weights.
They did do that song, and I think they segued into Shot Through the Heart and Shot Through the Balls. Did you guys sing that? Shot Through the Balls and You're in Pain?
No.
You just drained my main vein.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. The main vein part the main is what vein, it, yeah. made me think about that. You know?
That's good. Stupid.
Anyway, sorry for this digression into my annoyance at the band director. And my kids, he's not even in high school anymore. I'll never see that dude again. And he was a nice guy, by the way. I just want to say, nice guy. I just hate his choice of music, and I don't think he has a very wide... None of them seem to have very, like, wide...
Birth canal. Sharon Stone.
Musical, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's all the news I
have. And that is some good news.
One last thing.
I have one piece of news.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Just do yours first.
They have made the announcement for the first haunt at Universal Studios, which will be Stranger Things.
People didn't like that last year.
They didn't. I'm glad that you said that, because I'm wondering if this is because they say this is going to be a completely new Stranger Things experience. So I'm wondering if they heard the feedback and they want to do it Stranger Things justice. So
it's coming back. Yeah, we're hoping. We're not sure yet, but we're hoping that maybe we can go down and cover that this year for Flaunt Your Haunt.
10 months this year.
10?
And only one announced.
One other thing, the creator of a game called Don't Get Stabbed, the card game.
I love the art, by the way.
Yeah, it's really cool. Jordan McLaughlin. I always say McLaughlin.
No relation to Kyle.
No relation.
What about Sarah?
Sarah Connor. They're on Kickstarter. Search Don't Get Stabbed, the card game. It's really cool. We're going to demo it, and we will let you know how it is. The artwork is fantastic. I love the concept. If you're a fan of slasher films.
Yeah. I enjoy the concept of not getting stabbed.
Right.
That is how I live my life
already. There's a little card, like, run up the stairs instead of going out the front door thing. And it has the killer, like, doing a facepalm in the card. It's pretty funny. Also, all the social media is on the back of the box. If you don't... can you read that? On the back, I think.
I don't know that he can read.
Facebook, Don't Get Stabbed Game, all one word, no apostrophes. Instagram, Don't Get Stabbed. And Twitter, @
Destabbed. Destabbed!
Or so, go to don'tgetstabbed.com.
Or go to don'tgetstabbed.com.
Small world.
What if that's Destabbed?
Destabbed.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna look this over. We're going to play. We haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
ABCDED.
But I'm in love with the art, and the rules are very clearly written. So, and that's exciting. That's a big deal for board gamers, because
especially someone like me who is
attention.
We both have trouble with that, man.
Trouble.
We have attention span problems.
Yeah. We used to make two to play games.
Yeah. But small world situation. Jordan lives in Columbus, Ohio, which is just hop, skip, and a jump away from us. So,
all things good come from Ohio. Yeah.
Let us know if you're going to be at Origins. I will be there. Would love to sit down, chat with you.
Oh, when there you go. Jordan. Georgians.
Yeah. We'll call it Georgians. I have some friends
Jordan-gins?
That are, that are not at this table that'll also be there that love scary gaming. So I'm always looking for good stuff in that area. So yeah, if you want to meet up.
Is it Origins or Oranges?
It's...
Orangins.
That's a joke about our president who can't pronounce words correctly because he's a goddamn moron.
It's Origins, and it happens in Columbus, Ohio. It's one of my favorite gaming conventions because it's more about the gaming than it is about anything else. So
I also like oranges.
Yes, I have not been to the Origins.
Origins.
I'm spoiled to grapefruit. I feel like grapefruit's far superior to an orange.
Ooh, really? I got into outright raw.
What do you mean raw? You cook grapefruit? Am I missing something?
Like you just crack up on a grapefruit and start eating it? Like you don't sugar that shit or anything?
No.
Wow.
Why would you sugar a grapefruit?
Bitter That's girl. Awful. Okay.
It's why would tart. You sugar a grapefruit?
Why would you torture a duckling?
I got into grapefruit juice real hardcore one weekend.
Yeah, and you got all messed up on grapefruit juice?
No, I did. I think it, like, I don't think I tolerate it well. I got, like, this really bad, like, I drank a lot of grapefruit juice that weekend. Like, I went insane with grapefruit juice. It was like I just discovered it.
Oh, it's like, so good.
Because as a kid, I hated it.
Yeah.
And then, this was, I don't know, eight or 9 years ago, and I was like,
yeah,
I want to try this. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I just drank a shit ton of it over weekend. And then I had the worst, like, just heartburn.
Oh, yeah.
And cramps.
My cousin used to get cans of grapefruit that had a little foil. It was like opening an old style beer can with a pull tab.
I remember those. You could get pineapple juice away. Like that too. Yeah,
she would get grapefruit juice. And when I used to babysit her daughter, and I would go in the fridge because I was allowed to have whatever I wanted.
That's a perk.
I ate her Hershey kisses. I watched her Nickelodeon because we didn't have cable then, mm-hmm. and I drank her grapefruit juice.
The only thing you didn't watch was the kid,
and I didn't. I was like, "Go do your thing."
Make choices.
No, we played with her toys too,
and you liked the grapefruit juice.
The grapefruit juice. I was like, "What is this caustic brew?" It was like it burned so much when I first tasted it, and I was like, "I fell in love," and then I fell in love with grapefruit from that day forward.
I love a Paloma.
Mm-hmm. I like it, but I can't. I've been put off.
You know, maybe I've just never had an adult experience with grapefruit.
Well, I'll get some grapefruits and cut them up for you because I know how to slice them just right.
Okay,
and you will have a great ruby red grapefruit experience with me.
Okay,
you're gonna love it.
It's part of my yoga training. Is I'm learning to stop with my preferences because that's where my stress lies. So I will try your grapefruit.
Try it. If you don't like it,
you don't coat it in mayonnaise.
You're gonna get grapefruited.
No. You never grapefruit your man?
Oh boy.
I was so glad I got to watch that with my mom.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I bet you were.
Great. The original
and then you guys moved on
classic.
To 2 years, Two Girls, One Cup.
Yep, that was our favorite. No, I'm talking about in the Girls Trip where they discuss
Citrus.
All right, what else?
Oh, is that in that movie?
Yeah,
they do. She Tiffany Haddish grapefruit somebody.
No, it's or she's, Jada Pinkett Smith.
She puts her up to it though.
Yeah.
She's the one who said, you never grapefruit your man.
So is there anything else we need to discuss?
Oh. Don't put grapefruit on someone's dick.
No. Heck you no.
Okay.
That's the worst idea.
Yeah, you don't want to burn it. You don't want to use Noxzema either.
Or a Nizoral hair shampoo.
Anything caustic.
Any more news?
I have no more news.
All right.
No news.
We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's there? I'm talking. Hello.
Hello. Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Hello.
This is the last Ghostbusters with us.
The worst nightmare.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on.
This is your wake-up call, pal.
Who is this?
It's me. Just want to know if you're wearing panties.
Slow down, what?
Whatever you do, don't fall.
Put that cookie down! Now!
I'm in a coffin. I don't know where. Please help, I'm scared.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
The caller is in the house.
The calls are coming from the house.
What is the transmission?
Night of the Living Podcast wants to hear from you. Email us at crew@notlp.com. That's crew, spelled C-R-E-W. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as N-O-T-L-P, and on Instagram as Night of the Living Podcast. And now you can leave us a voicemail via telephone at 513-666-0916. Don't be shy. The crew may share your feedback on a future podcast. So if you want to keep it private, please say so in your message. Thanks for listening. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Help us, please! Come help us, we're trapped inside of here!
Right, well, I think if you were in trouble, you would have called the cops and not me. Now I got another call, okay?
Bye-bye.
Why don't you just make all the art?
Hi!
Hi!
We did get an email, if I can start with this one.
Start it.
It's been my favorite email ever.
mine too.
Subject is love your chicken coop article and a proposal. And I'm
now,
like,
listeners,
what?
If you'll think
will
back,
will you marry me?
For those of you who follow not just our podcast, but you go to our website and read our blog, you may remember this article.
Yes.
About the best ways to keep your free range chickens happy, like to build a coop for them to come in and out of. Mm-hmm. It's a way for them to feel free, but also have shelter,
be safe.
And we gave 9 tips on building the perfect free range chicken shelter. We don't even call it a coop. I don't like that they call it a coop in this, but so if you haven't, go back and check that out, but please continue, Amy.
Hi there. My name is Jessica, and I'm the main editor at Treats for Chickens. Treatsforchickens.com. I don't know why things exist, but
this
it's fine.
This doesn't even sound real.
Okay. While browsing your site, I noticed you have an amazing article from this page, and what she links to is definitely not from Night of the Living
Podcast. Amazing article. An amazing chicken coop article. It's amazing that there is a chicken coop article.
What this says is iHeart.com/podcast Nancy Newman, ring my bell, classic chicken coop call. I don't know what that is.
This sounds like some kind of scam.
My team actually just published a comprehensive article on 10 reasons to check your chicken yard and checklist, which I think your visitors would truly appreciate and add value to your awesome article. Our visitors love
checking their chickens.
You gotta check them.
Check them chickens before you choke them.
Check yourself.
Check then choke. You always check it, then you choke it. Never choke it without checking.
But this is my favorite part of the email. If you are willing to add our link to that page, I would be more than happy to share it to our more than 15,000 social followers.
I say we send it.
Let me know what you think.
We need to find out what
the chicken horror connection?
Connection crossover is.
I don't...
Poultrygeist?
Poultrygeist.
Trauma's Poultrygeist.
No, that's it. That's it right there. I just think it's funny. Clearly, somebody did something wrong.
Or it's a bot.
But it's just hilarious that we're like... We don't have 15,000 social followers.
Amy, we're nor all
do we talk about chickens.
And this treats for chickens, bitch. I'm kidding. Oh. I know people who raise their own chickens, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
it's just not my life.
Oh, you just got it's like when I said I was going to shit on school administrators. Yeah, and you're like, I shouldn't say that.
I don't want.
You're like, I don't want to shit on chicken people.
Your life. I'll take an egg here or there. Sure.
Boy, do I love eggs.
My sister raises chickens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. See, well, small world, really.
This was supposed to go to her?
Will you send this to her?
I think so.
She might have tips, I heard.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason. God doesn't give you more than you can handle.
Godzilla doesn't give you more than you can handle. Any other things we feedbackery?
Someone clucked up.
Oh!
Freddie, you got anything?
Damn, son.
There's a metal and horror documentary that someone emailed us about, but we'll get into that more later.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let them know if they're listening. We did get the email. And it sounds cool.
Cool.
I like metal.
I like horror.
So why not? Let's do it.
Apparently Old Navy's having a sale this week in my email.
Zip up hoodies by any chance?
Probably.
Okay, I need some.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. I do want to mention this. This is sort of news, but not really. Like local news. So last week or the week before, the week before, there was some sort of huge teenage brawl at the movie theater at our local mall.
I want to make a movie called Huge Teenage Brawl.
Yeah.
At the movie theater.
At the movie theater.
At our mall.
At our mall. I do want this.
It's a teen exploitation like they used to make in the 50s.
Yeah. Or so, like in the 70s, like a big fight, like, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Susie, want to go to the movie theater at our mall? Uh-huh. I hear there's going to be a brawl. Do-do-do-do-do.
Basically. Do-do-do-do. So... It was on the news. They arrested a bunch of kids. Like multiple jurisdictions had to respond to this huge kid fiasco.
Huge
kid fiasco.
So, and this has sort of been an off and on minor problem at the mall. And there's always a cop at the movie theater to keep the kids, you know. And the Colerain police were very.
They've enacted so many rules to try to keep that from happening, and it does for a while.
So they were very sarcastic on their Facebook post. They're like. Lots of people think the community is just going to babysit their kids for you. Just drop your fucking kids off, which is true and not cool. But I totally had my mom drop me off at the movies, but I don't remember ever getting into a fight. So mom and I go to see Us when you guys were in California last Friday, and the police are actually stopping you as you pull in to the mall parking lot.
Pay pots. Please.
Yeah. And they give you a flyer and it's like, we're cracking down on this shit. Like if you're 16 or younger, you have to have a guardian with you, before, you know, like after 9 o'clock, if your movie ends after 9 PM and you're 16 or younger, you have 20 minutes to get the fuck off property.
And they have on the back of the printout has every theater number, what movie's playing and when it ends.
So they know.
So the parents flip it over and they're like, oh, crap, I have to come back for this thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
This thing being their child. Then Freddie and I went and saw Captain Marvel finally, which was wonderful.
Yeah, it was really good. Have you seen it?
Friday I have night. Not seen it.
Yeah.
And we get the same flyer. So it's been a week and they're still like passing out this flyer. They got police out there. We leave the movie. It's like 9:15 or whatever. There are probably 10 cop cars and a bunch of cops in the lobby. Nothing's happening. There's just so many fucking cops at the mall. And I'm like, now is the time to go wreak havoc in Coleraine Township because all they are focused on is the fucking mall.
Meanwhile, the Joker is over at the Panera Bread.
Speaking of the Joker, have you seen the trailer for Todd Phillips' Joker, the teaser?
Oh, you're talking about, like the falling down style?
The like the Scorsese kind of
Joaquin.
It looks fucking great.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. A lot of people are upset that it's an origin story though. They're like they wanted just a movie where you're plopped down right in the middle of the Joker's madness.
I don't think it's that kind of movie. Obviously it's not that kind of movie, but I don't think it's like I think this is going to be a more somber. The way it looks is it's going to be a more somber kind of mature.
Is there even going to be like a whole Batman interaction at all in it?
That I don't know.
Is it just going to be a human interest story?
Batman. I wonder. There's a moment in the trailer where Joaquin Phoenix kind of reaches through like a gate and like there's like a little kid, and I'm wondering if that's supposed to be Bruce Wayne. I'm wondering.
All right. Well, I guess we're at the end of the show.
So a couple of things real quick. Our Lyft driver, as we snuck into the Grand Californian every day we ate every day at the Grand Californian.
Did you have to sneak in?
Oh, you can't put that tip out there. That's too hot a tip.
Just
too hot a tip.
Take that
down on that.
Take that back. You heard about that.
Take that tip back.
We're driving along talking about WonderCon. He was like, you guys like horror? We like horror, which was odd, right? Because we weren't dressed like didn't have any horror stuff on us at the time.
Did you have
a
moment where you thought maybe this was a stalker who knew who you were and they were going to kidnap you? That would be the first thought.
Now you mention it, he's like, you're like, oh, really? Yeah. He's like, you like horror books? And we're like, yeah. He goes, I just so happen to be writing one. His name is Adam McLean. He sent us the first three chapters. His elevator pitch was really good. Otherwise, I'd have been like, no thanks. But he's like, it's a woman who becomes a werewolf, and she has to go to the underworld to meet Cerberus to find out how to cure herself.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
That's a pretty cool setup.
Sounds like a fun fantasy horror kind of dealio.
Yeah, so we have the first three chapters, and... Hopefully, we'll have more to come about that. I haven't had a chance to read him just yet.
I don't know about the book, but he was a friendly, nice guy.
He's a great Lyft driver.
He was a great Lyft driver.
And he was a lot of fun.
He enjoyed our banter, which is more than we can say for a lot of our Lyft drivers.
So true.
He didn't try to kill us at all.
Did he lift your spirits?
He did.
Anything else before we...
We changed the way we do the main attraction. Who gets to pick the main attraction once a month? So normally we would do that during this episode. We would pull a name, but how we're doing it now is we're going to create an image. There's two ways you can do this. We also have MailChimp. So you can go to our website, notlp.com. You can sign up for our mailing list. That's one way to do it. You'll get an entry for doing that. You can get additional entries just by either liking, commenting, or sharing the post that we're going to make of the image for next month's theme
on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram,
which is April Showers, all movies about women pissing on people,
with the last one being the movie April Showers, which is a porno movie.
Porno movie?
Is this a 70s pornographic film?
It's a porno movie. We're doing a porno movie.
It's a jerk film.
So you get the chance to pick our third film, and the true theme is April Showers, meaning
weather
horror,
whether
horror
or not
adventure movies.
You're gonna like it.
So we're gonna start with the movie
Twister,
which I have never seen.
What? Oh, this is your kind of movie.
This movie was made for you.
All right, calm down, everybody. I can't see every movie.
Michael Crichton's classic.
No, I mean, give it some time. It just came out.
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Superior Donuts.
And so that gives you the theme. So we'll be picking that here in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see that image hit the socials soon. Yeah.
And your pick can have anything to do with what, like it can be rain, it could just be like, you know, nasty water.
Mm-hmm.
If you want. Gross. if you're nasty.
All right. So at the end of every show, we always say hi to our Beelzebubs. Again, patreon.com/NOTLP.
These are the head honchos in the Legion of Demons.
Hi, Jeff.
Shh. Mindfulness.
Oh.
Sorry, Jeff. But think we have about to be mindful Jeff. For a moment.
Be mindful of Jeff.
I like that. Jeff, yeah. We're with you now.
I like that.
I'm present. Yeah.
I like being present. Reminded.
Yeah.
To be mindful. Jeff, I'm savoring you right now. Your tea and pen are in the mail.
Yep.
I was thinking about my to-do list today, and now I'm just thinking about Jeff.
Do you guys want to think about Jimmy B?
I know what Jeff's doing.
I always am.
You think Jimmy B is making a nice drawing right now, or maybe he's making a nice cup of tea?
Oh, I like to think that.
Yeah.
I like to think about where Jimmy B is while he's listening to us say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Let our saying your name, Jimmy B, be your mindfulness bell.
What if he's in his vinegar strokes?
Vinegar. Hi, Jeremy, Cassie, and Gamora.
I really slurred that.
My mom wants some more F-bombs. We'll talk, Cassie. Not Sploitation on Facebook and Instagram.
K-N-O-T.
I'm going to go home and appreciate my F-bombs on myself.
They're so great. I just acquired me something from Noxploitation. Nox?
Nox.
Some from Noxploitation that I'm going to trade to Notsploitation. No, uh-huh. I just acquired, and I haven't... It's not in my possession yet, but Cassie made a brilliant Jaws scarf.
Oh my God, I saw that. I fucking love that.
Well, I own it now.
Is it the only one she made?
No, but she'll make more. Well, I mean, it's probably right the only now, one.
That Freddy, right now. Like Jay Leno and Doritos.
Yeah.
Freddie needs one too, and you guys could be twinsies.
Yeah, we can be twinsies.
Is that okay if we both own the same scarf?
Of course. And when Fathom brings Jaws back to the theater, we'll wear them
together.
I'm not kidding about
you
that
cutie
either.
Cutie patooties.
I'm really not.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's all think about and be mindful and intentional in our thoughts of Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
Amanda,
I hope you're being super present right now and enjoying every moment of your day.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandy, you're present.
You really are.
You are.
Your presence is a present. Kiss my ass.
Sit in this moment. Kissing Amy's ass, sitting in this moment.
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
Your presence is a present.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody didn't know what you're talking about? They just think you're saying kiss my ass.
It's a Kanye lyric.
Maybe Mandy's like, well then.
Say hi to our friend Ernest.
Ernie, I want to see your motherfucking hands at the concert.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's think
about one of my favorite moments from a past con. Cons. Was Ernie.
Ernie's a ray of sunshine.
He is a ray of sunshine. Ernie time. I want to be present with you right now, Ernie.
All right, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dong. Tree and Alex.
Oh, their names are even like very zen.
Yeah. Zen names.
If
I'm experiencing how that those names feel on the back of my throat right now. Tree and Alex.
Hey, Tree, when you fall down and you're all by yourself, do you make a sound? Something I've been meaning to ask you for years. Because you're the only one who can really answer that question.
Brandon Boone.
Aw, Brandon.
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 Oh, Brandon.
We went to recently, what was that?
What did we do with Boone?
We did something fun together.
Didn't you go see Us?
That's what it was.
We did.
Yeah. We saw Us together.
Yeah. Sometimes I've contemplated your thoughts on Us, Brandon.
Brandon didn't when you're not like there. It. Brandon didn't like
it. He doesn't
us.
Have to.
He didn't.
We're saying his secrets. It's okay.
Let's be mindful of the good time we had with Bill that one time. Remember?
We did.
Hey, Bill.
We talked about the dad grad times club. With Bill.
Yeah. Blake. Salt of the earth, Blake.
Yeah.
Some motherfucker's always trying to ice skate uphill. That's Blake, the vampire hunter. Marvel's Blake. I feel like we need to get away from Balake so that I'm going to make him Blade.
That's fine. Well,
I like Blade. When you said Balake, okay that gave me my mindfulness spell because I remember what he was really called.
Yeah.
Mark Watts.
What's going on?
There you go.
Wow.
Brought it back.
I take a deep breath and I step outside.
Perfect.
Mark, what's going on?
Nice.
And finally.
Oh.
Last but certainly not least.
Mm-mm.
Elise.
Elise will be joining us for Twister.
Maybe.
She said she sent me a text.
Oh.
Then she will be joining us for Twister.
She's twisted.
Here's the funny thing. Amy's never seen
twisted.
It.
I'll watch it in my life.
But Elise, she won't be here.
I won't be here.
What a generous person Elise is.
She is.
Spend her time with you, Jack.
Listen, Amy.
Yas,
I queen? Really believe that next time you think to watch a movie, you should watch Twister. Not to hype it. This is your kind of movie.
It
will blow you away.
They're in the trailer. Y'all remember this? In the trailer.
A cow
comes at the car. But in the movie, you never get the cow. And that's the beginning of the fake trailer shit.
I remember. Actually, the beginning is that scene in the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels where he pushed that woman in the water. And that's never in a movie.
Oh, that's true, too. Oh, they remade that.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Are you on board or no?
I'm not.
No.
That trailer was shit.
It doesn't look great.
It's with Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway, and it looks like shit.
It's not, I like because Anne Hathaway.
I do too.
It's not because of Anne Hathaway. I just think the movie looks stupid.
I think what they're trying to do, not to get real politico on this, but not to spoil it, but I mean I have spoiled it because that was my podcaster's choice 1 year. The great thing about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is it's these two men who treat women badly and who con them, who end up getting conned
right.
by the woman they're trying to con, and she really like fucking. Rakes them over the coals, and this just feels like more of like I don't know. It just doesn't feel like there's as much. It doesn't feel like it's trying to say as much. I'm not even saying that.
It's saying is, then it isn't saying.
Not that Dirty Rotten Scoundrels are trying to say anything, but like it feels like less of a. It just doesn't look very good.
It looks like shit.
I think that summarizes it pretty well.
I
laughed a little bit. I tittered, but it wasn't at anything that I think I was supposed to be tittering at.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Maybe it's just the trailer, though. Who knows? Okay.
Little looks great, though.
Little looks fantastic.
What's Little?
Issa Rae and Regina Hall, right?
Oh, that does look good.
It's a reverse Big,
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off during that trailer.
That was at Us, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board for that.
More 100%. Like 13 going on 30. Well.
It's more like 30 going on
Freaky
13.
Freaky Friday-ish.
Yeah.
Except it's not a swap. It's an adult becomes a child.
Okay. Well.
Right.
All right.
So Benjamin Buttons.
Is that a vice versa? That's a vice.
Oh, no, vice versa is when you switch places with your dad.
They're switching places.
Vice versa is a Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday
is when you switch places with your mom.
I'm trying to think of movies where adults become kids.
You're thinking of
though.
Oh God, You Devil.
Big, 13 going on
no,
30.
No, Big, the kid became an adult.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. But I mean, it's sort of the same.
There's the only movie where an adult becomes a kid is Something Wicked This Way Comes. The guy gets on the on the Ferris wheel, merry-go-round, and it runs
it
backwards.
Him.
And
Billy Madison.
And he turns into Ooter.
Mr. Cougar.
From The Simpsons.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, he's in our stomachs
right now.
Right now.
Are we good? Are we done? Is everything happening?
I feel like
the way it was supposed to.
I think so.
Yes.
Are we in the darkest timeline or the brightest timeline?
I feel like we're in. I don't know.
We're streets ahead.
I don't have anything. We're good.
Okay.
We're present. That's the right place to be.
And that's the right place to be.
Hey, we're going to see Pet Sematary today, so we might have some words about that.
Meow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I love you.
Yay.
That's all that matters.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Give me love.
Frankenstein was wondering if he should go to bed when his old buddy Leatherface put on Dawn of London.